Good afternoon. Thank you all for joining. I'm Dori Zibberstein. This is Ashley Clement. So today we'll be talking about MSW MPH dual degree programs. I'm going to go a bit quickly through the background so we can have time to talk about the study and the results. So MSW MPH dual degree programs started in the 1970s and combine the fields of public health and social work, and students in these programs will graduate with a master's in both fields. The exact number of programs today are unclear because there's no one concise group or organization that collects and identifies the programs. Previous research has shown how popular these dual degree programs are and how they're increasing in numbers, yet there's relatively little research today. Like I said, they started in the 1970s. More recently, there's been kind of a term used within these dual degree programs, public health social work, which has been defined as social work practice based on an epidemiological approach to preventing, addressing, and solving social health problems. So these schools combine public health and social work. Here's a list of some of the similarities between these two fields, as well as some of the differences. You can get an idea of what students graduate with and the vast array of methods and theories that these students receive in their schooling. So as the world changes, you know, immigration, Affordable Care Act, infectious diseases, our students need to change and learn new things to be able to be prepared to be practitioners in the world. Since the 1970s, when these programs began, there have been strengths as well as ongoing concerns of these dual degree programs. So, as I said, there have been previous research, but mostly the research was on individual programs in schools. So we wanted to create a study and a survey to look at create a national map of the existing programs and get a better understanding of the similarities, differences, and the demographics of these programs. So myself, along with three other public health social workers, created a survey of 27 items from demographics, program details, alumni funding, successes, and challenges. So like I said, there isn't one resource that collects all of these schools. So we needed a couple different methods in order to find our sample. We used key informants and we analyzed various websites in order to create our sample. All MSW MPH programs in the U.S. were eligible. And we then identified key personnel at all these programs. For some schools, we had more than one key personnel because there might be one on the side of public health, one on the side of social work, or a couple at each program. So because there was more than one key personnel at each program, we created individual surveys for each school. We then emailed these surveys out in the fall of 2012 with a couple of reminders and aggregated our data for each school. So on to some of our results. Our sample ended up being 37 MSW MPH programs throughout the country. 36 programs ended up completing our study, which we thought was awesome, a response rate of 97%. The respondents varied from directors of these programs to graduate assistants. All different kinds of individuals were completing our survey. Mostly they were from public schools. A couple were from private schools, and even fewer were from hybrid schools. So this means that the program could be one at a public school, one at a private school. Johns Hopkins and Maryland combined to have a dual degree program. So these are kind of a variety of programs. They're all across the country, with a good chunk up here in the north. Like I said, they started in the 1970s and have since, you can see in 2000, increased greatly. Some of the program characteristics that we gathered, the average length 3 years, some require specific majors in one of the sides, some have seminars, they vary. So like I said, the key personality of school was completing this survey, so not the students, which is important to keep in mind. So when we asked on why students were enrolling in these programs, it's what the respondents believed was students' motive. A second point I'd like to emphasize is we asked about financial aid for students. Again, this is the respondents' idea of what is available. So a total of 84% of the respondents believe their programs did not have specific MSW MPH aid available. If you can see here and on the next slide, the N is 14, meaning that 22 of the programs didn't answer this question. This slide is asking about student debt after the students graduate. So we're unsure if schools are unaware of the aid and the debt, if they're uncomfortable talking about it, or if they don't know these answers. But this was kind of surprising for us that students can have so much debt, there's no aid, and maybe they don't know what's going on. We also asked about support for the faculty, as well as the programs. As you can see here, there's not a lot of support specifically for MSW MBH dual degree programs. In this first point, 77% of programs do not have a specific budget to support the MSW MBH activities, despite the popularity and how many programs there are across the country. And finally, we asked about the public health social work framework. We wanted to know if these schools were integrating public health social work and having these students graduate with this public health social work mindset, or just graduating with a master's in public health and a master's in social work and just having two fields of interest. Based on our data, in the first one, 53% of programs reported that faculty interested in public health social work. Not a huge percentage. More research needs to be done, but as we can tell, there's not a huge public health social work connection here. So I'm going to pass along to Ashley now, who's going to talk about some of the qualitative comments. Can you hold it?
Okay. Excuse me while I roll up here. Okay, thanks, Dory. So like I said, we did some qualitative comments at the end of our survey in addition to the quantitative data that we collected. We asked our respondents to talk about the greatest successes and greatest challenges that their programs had. You can see here our most popular reported success is great. We've got successful alumni coming out of these programs and they're finding leadership roles. You see we've included some great quotes from some of our responders. In the reported challenges, we found that people were talking about an inflexibility of program curriculum and a lack of electives. This is important to highlight because one of the great things about being a dual practitioner is the ability to work in a variety of roles and to tackle complex social problems. We're also working with adult learners, and it's important that people have the ability to take electives in their particular field of study they're interested in. Some other challenges that came up was building partnerships between schools. That's between the School of Public Health and the School of Social Work. We also heard about lack of funding and financial aid for students. So this includes funding for specific program activities and program staff, and then again, financial aid for students. And we all know that one master's degree is expensive. Getting two master's degrees has an increased financial burden. Difficulties combining field placement opportunities for students that want to practice both their public health and social work skills when they're out in the field. We also heard about demanding schedules for students and the logistics of navigating between two campuses, which as a current MSW MPH student really rings home for me. I track a lot of mileage around the city of Boston. And also marketing the program. And so this includes working together between two schools to market a program, and also how to attract new students. So we also asked about goals and where programs saw themselves in the future. Overall, everybody was moving towards growth, and that's where they saw themselves going. And these were some specific goals that came up in conjunction with that growth. So programs want to continue to attract strong students. They want to work on their marketing and how they can increase their visibility to strong students. Also, there was talk about curriculum and program development, so this includes addressing that problem with curriculum flexibility and electives. And there was also some people that brought up adding an international component for students that want to work outside the United States. We also, again, heard about collaboration between schools, always a challenge. And then, again, people trying to think about how they can increase funding for their program staff and activities and to increase the amount of funding they have for their students. So with all research, of course, we have some limitations. So a few things to highlight. We did have some missing data. This may have come from the fact that we have different people from different schools filling out. Sometimes it was a program director. Sometimes it may have been a graduate assistant. Different people are at different levels in their programs and know different things. Also, within the programs, at like one particular MSW MPH program, we might have had different perceptions of the program on the School of Public Health side versus the School of Social Work side. So that may have had some self-reporting or bias. It's also important to note that with our sampling, there may have been some very, very new programs that didn't come across our radar and may have been left out of this sample. And while the goals of this wasn't specifically to address the student and alumni perspective, we did ask some questions about that. So when you interpret that data, keep in mind that it's not coming specifically from the students and alumni. So what do we do with all this information? Well, great news is these programs have a strong foundation, the interest is up, and there's growth happening across the country. We're seeing increasing enrollments, and there's high interest, and our graduates are really successful. But there's always room for growth, and we see now is a great time for a call to action for MSW MPH programs. The climate right now is perfect for MSW MPH programs to grow. As we know, the ACA is rolling out, and there's going to be a lot of implications for MSW MPH graduates in the field working in the Affordable Care Act. We know there's an increasing interest in prevention health, which MSW MPH graduates are hugely productive in working in prevention health. We also know that global health is growing, as we just heard about. There's a lot of student interest there, and dual practitioners are really ready to work in that interdisciplinary field. And we're hearing more and more every day about the social determinants of health, which is something that public health social workers are really ripe to work in. We also would like to call for more program evaluation. This was something that not every program was involved in. We think this is really important. And it's also important that we talk about funding and support for students. These programs are understaffed and underfunded, and they need more funding to attract students and to get students through the programs. And one of the things I want to point out that we heard a lot about, actually I'm going to go back for a second, was this tough time integrating between the two schools. We do think this would be a great opportunity for schools to take the public health social work framework and use that in their programs. We know that this has worked well. We've learned a lot about public health social work. It's worked well for us, and we think a lot of programs could add this to their curriculum and have specific activities or courses that would help students integrate these two fields and become effective dual practitioners. So I'm going to end here with a quote that sums it up very nicely, so I'll read it to you. MSWMPH programs are not merely educational enhancement for students. They have the potential to become the profession's building blocks for transdisciplinary and interprofessional collaboration in the new healthcare arena. However, to maximize opportunities associated with these programs, cross-school leadership, resources, and investment are needed. Successful MSWMPH programs do not come cheap. They require vision, faculty time, student funding, specific internships, career services, and postgraduate professional education dedicated to public health social work. So, like I said, this is a very timely conversation, and we hope that you'll continue conversations with us about this. We're very excited. And we'd like to thank all of our administrators and professors that were part of this study. We know they're very busy, and so taking time to fill out our study, we're very thankful. Leonard Glantz from BUSPH, and our additional members of the Group for Public Health Social Work Initiatives, Dr. Sally Bachman and Dr. Liz Lopez. And here's our contact information. If you'd like to keep talking, we'd love to talk to you about this. Thank you.